Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about Manhunter, Episode 17, Season 1 of this action-packed episode, if you don't mind me saying. A quick synopsis of the episode that we're about to talk about is John Jones reveals the details of meeting Kara and Alex's father, Dr. Jeremiah Danvers. Of course, Mr. Dean Kern, and assuming Hank Henshaw's identity. Also, Kara debates trusting someone new with her secret identity. Dun, dun, dun. And Shoban plots against Kara. So, here we go. It looks like the Banshee is out. We are live right now. Call in at 929-477-2786. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. We have a new caller from Air Code 239. Who is this?
Your friend, Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, Matt? How's it going?
Good. I saw a great episode tonight. Awesome episode. I'm actually getting done watching it again right now.
There you go. Like a true
episode.
Fan you are, sir.
Oh, yeah. Great fan of DC Comics. I mean, what a great true fan of DC Comics to be this week. I mean, God.
Yeah,
it is just
you're getting it from everywhere.
To be a fan of DC this week. Jesus. I mean, it is
right?
Just such a fun week for me to be a fan of DC. We got Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and then Thursday night, finally, the long-anticipated Batman v Superman. At last.
Yes.
And I love tonight.
We will also
Supergirl.
Be talking about Batman versus Superman as we continue this DC Week extravaganza. Tomorrow night we're doing the Flash Talk. So if you're fans of the Flash, listen to us on that podcast. We'll be talking about the latest Flash episode as well as the upcoming Batman versus Superman movie on DC Comics Talk as well. That's tomorrow. And then on Thursday we're doing a live podcast where we're commentating on Man of Steel. So if you have a copy of Man of Steel and you want to watch us, well, I mean, watch it and listen to us, come on ahead. It's going to be a party. So
we're going to
have that on Thursday.
Is it just you and me, Jesus, or are we just going to watch it, talk about our favorite scenes,
yeah,
and then
that's
I think
it.
Afterwards
that's how
we
it
should
goes.
Just watch. I think afterwards we should just go on YouTube and play the trailers for Batman v Superman. How crazy would that be?
We'll have a lot
play
of
all
that
the trailers.
On. Yeah, that's
that'll
sure.
be fun. That'll be fun.
All right, let's see. Chris from Candor, I see you're on hold here, but my computer's a little glitchy, so stand by for technical difficulties. Let's see if this works. Hello,
yeah,
Chris,
but,
are you there? All right,
yeah.
All right, cool. I'm like,
you
damn you, Mac. My Mac got
you
a little G. I could have what?
You're going to restart the laptop before you start it.
Yeah.
That'll
take time.
Anyway.
Waiting longer and longer.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Did you watch Manhunter?
No, I haven't. I was gonna, like I said, I was going to watch it, and I didn't know we have a podcast. And then you call me, right? Anyway,
Well, thank you, sir, for calling in, even though you haven't watched the show. But, oh, come on, dude. How can you miss out on the Martian Manhunters episode? Right, right, Matt?
I know. Great. I was looking forward to it.
Seeing the flashbacks were amazing.
So good. So good. Matt, give us a little dose of what stood out for you in this week's episode.
I love seeing Dean Cain back and then seeing the real Martian Manhunter before he became Hank Henshaw. That was pretty darn cool, seeing the real Dean Cain.
Yeah, Chris, in this episode, we got to see a pre-Martian Manhunter as he recaps how he knew Jeremiah.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's
that
cool.
Was cool.
And I was going to mention
it was mainly all flashbacks. In the episode, not much action, but there were some action in the end. Plus, there was talk about Project Cadmus. Would that mean lead up to Cadmus Labs with Amanda Waller?
I think so. Why not? Why not?
'Cause now,
at this point, let's just do it.
Because now we have Amanda Waller on Arrow, so now we're getting Amanda Waller on.
Yeah, and supposedly
Super
she's
Girl.
Dead on that one, so that's okay.
Yeah, and because Hank Henshaw was kind of like the big Amanda Waller at the BEO, and now we're getting one on at Project Cadmus, and now it seems like Dean Cain's character Jeremiah is alive over it. Project Danvers. Also, is he like a big clone now of Superman? Could he be the cyborg Superman?
Oh!
How crazy would he be?
Interesting.
Would that be? Because at the end of the episode...
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, when Martian Manhunter erased that guy's memory at the end, he goes to Alex, Jeremiah is alive, and they leave at the end to Project Cadmus, John and Alex. So Martian Manhunter and Alex won't get the chance to meet the Flash.
No, they won't.
But it's interesting because in the poster, do you guys remember the poster they did of the famous comic book cover of Superman and the Flash running side by side? That now, of course, is Supergirl. But in the poster, they had Alex and Hank in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. So they might be in the episode. Who knows?
And can I just say, I probably watched the previous episode of Supergirl. What was it called? Do you guys remember?
Falling?
Yeah, Falling.
Falling?
I think I watched that like 4 times. And that was the most the most times I've ever watched a Supergirl episode.
That was a great episode, seeing her as a bad girl and on the Red Kryptonite.
Was
that
great.
Was awesome.
It was great.
To see
her
dark side.
Am I
going to
be able to talk?
Melissa did great. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Excuse me, Chris?
Am I going to be able to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to mention next week, we also are going to have the best week, too, because we get in the crossover of the Flash and Supergirl, including this week being the best episode, and we get a movie. So I just feel like it's really great to be a Disney fan.
Yeah, that's what Matt was saying earlier.
Yeah. So what happened in the episode? What happened in the episode?
Also, at the end, we also get to see the very first of the Banshee, when she screamed at the end. She falls off the rooftop and she screams.
So is she like a meta-human?
I don't know.
Maybe because I'm thinking so.
Add her to the fold.
I'm thinking so, because maybe that's why the Flash is going to be here. Probably going to be like, hey, there's another meta-human somewhere. And,
he's chasing down?
Yeah,
probably so. And then that's why he goes through the portal when they find a way to stable the
She's the main villain, right?
And Livewire,
yeah. Have we seen Livewire? I think we have, right?
Yeah, we
did. Back in November when she wanted revenge on
Cat. It just feels like it's been so long.
Since we've seen Livewire,
So was it a good episode?
Yeah, it was
yes,
great.
It was.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Being cool,
you know, so far with Supergirl, they've kept the momentum going. Like, there's never been, like a dead-end episode. They've been pretty good so far.
Yeah. It's been great.
Do you think maybe because it's on CW, they don't have time for the
CBS.
For the dead-end episodes?
Yeah, they don't. Like, with Smallville, they had some dead-end, like...
Oh, my gosh. That one, remember
like,
Jimmy Olsen?
So slow.
Remember Jimmy Olsen was James Bond?
Oh, yeah. That episode was terrible. That episode sucked.
So dumb.
That was so dumb. Jimmy Olsen.
Chris probably liked it. You're laughing,
songs.
Chris. Why?
With him with Chloe and all
know,
that.
But they're Cat Grant.
You go what?
Cat Grant. Did they show Cat Grant? Did they show Wynn? Did they show...
Yeah, Cat Grant is in the episode. Wynn's
yeah,
in the
they're
episode.
All in it.
They
Wynn,
have flashbacks.
Wynn is with... what's her name?
Well, are we actually going to talk about the episode and give a commentary or anything or no?
What do you mean?
No, we have to talk
about...
Yeah, I know, but we have to talk about from the beginning what we like, what we don't like, and
we're just in a conversation. Okay, you want? Okay, go ahead, Chris. Give us the part you like, Chris.
What do you
go
like
ahead.
In what we're talking about, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. Matt, ask Chris what he liked.
What do you like, Chris, about what I'm saying about the episode? That there were cool Martian Manhunter. There's a lot of cool Martian Manhunter moments.
Exactly. That's what I'm excited about. I'm really excited about that because I kept talking. I even mentioned to Joe before. I was like, when are they going to make a Martian Manhunter movie? You know, but
yeah.
Hey, we got him on the TV. You know what I mean? That wasn't good. And I was thinking about the Martian Manhunter movie is hard to make because he's an only character. He had to kind of associate with another character, so I guess maybe that's why they put him on here with Supergirl. And so I'm excited. I'm more excited to see the background on how he met with Dean Cain and died and all that crap. I feel like I'm wasting my time because I want to watch it right now.
Yeah, it's on right now.
I've never in my hundreds of podcasts never heard someone say I'm wasting my time being here. I could be watching.
No, this is a good podcast. I thought the episode was great.
Chris, you're so
rude.
I
thought the whole
so rude.
And I also thought the opening scene was
Well, let's tell Chris that Lucy Lane is also in this episode if you want to know.
Yeah, she was a bit
of
a brat. Lucy Lane back
she's,
in the episode.
She's in full uniform,
like so
back
much.
Into her Marine, you know. Interrogation of Hank Henshaw.
Yeah, Supergirl. She finds out that Kara is Supergirl.
Oh, so that okay, good.
Yeah. Well, why didn't Hank just remove all of their memories? Just just be a zombie. All of
I
don't know.
Because...
He should have done that.
Well, no, he didn't have to do that. All he had to do was just fly off. Nobody would have been able to.
Well, how about not switching back to Hank Henshaw? Why didn't he switch into a different person?
Exactly.
I know.
See,
he could have turned
into
somebody else.
They don't think. That's stupid. I mean, you have all that power and you're stupid.
Because Hank Henshaw's not going to be in charge anymore.
My favorite scene is the introduction to Jeremiah Danvers and the Martian Manhunter when the snake, when he was walking through the jungle? Yeah, I think it was in Peru. And he was walking and then he tripped and he saw a snake. And then it looked like a python. Matt, was it a python?
Yeah,
it
did look like a python. And then John
yeah,
Jones.
So the Python kind of goes up to Jeremiah,
and
Jeremiah's like, I'm like, dude, you have a machine gun. Just shoot him.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I did like that part too.
And then of course, John Jones is the one that rescues Jeremiah Danvers from grabbing the snake and, you know, using his Martian Manhunter snake powers.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, I've shared my favorite. Chris shared, I don't know what he said, but Matt, what favorite scenes do you want to share?
I did like the scene where, what you said, the opening where it introduced Jeremiah Danvers. I thought it was cool to see Dean Cain back, especially in the young Kara flashback scene.
And I like how the Martian Manhunter and him are just like at the campfire, just like talking.
But wasn't the campfire weaken John Jones? Because fire is Martian Manhunter's weakness.
Huh. Well, that whole scene, he's standing right in front of it. Like, he didn't show any, like, weakness or anything. Maybe they're not using that part from the comic books.
Oh, okay. But still, I think it was so cool to see more of Martian Manhunter's origin. First, we get it back with the White Martian earlier, and then we get it again with Jeremiah and Martian Manhunter. I just think it's so cool what DC is doing.
Well, it's when we find out that Jeremiah was actually the one that killed Hank Henshaw.
I know, that was so cool, and how he was the one, and that Hank Henshaw, the real Hank Henshaw, was not Cyborg Superman.
No.
That was crazy.
No, he's definitely not going to be in the picture, that's for sure.
No, not anymore.
He
and then it turned out to be Martian Manhunter.
And then, of course, the real Hank Henshaw was the one that killed Jeremiah as well. So, I mean, there's a double-edged sword right there.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cool
I didn't tell him.
Well, because the real Hank Henshaw saw Martian Manhunter talking to Jeremiah, and he freaked out and grabbed the gun and was pointing at Martian Manhunter. And then that's when Jeremiah's like, dude, chill out. He, like, helped me out. You know, like, relax, relax. And then he's like, relax. And he grabbed them, and then they started struggling. And then Hank Henshaw stabbed Jeremiah, and then Jeremiah threw him down this, what was that, Matt? Like a hole or a cliff?
Like a hole or a cliff, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
think
it was
a cliff
that
he fell on. Yeah, I think it was a cliff he fell on.
And so that's why they were fighting. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You want to know, Chris.
I read online that after next week's crossover with The Flash, they take a break again for 1 week.
You know, these 1 weeks, it's getting annoying,
I
right?
I hate that. It's getting very irritating. They
what about you, Chris?
Back.
Are you liking these 1 weeks off?
No, like, come on. I want to watch them all year round.
You're like, take as many breaks as you want, as long as you keep coming back, right?
No, I don't want the break. Maybe around holidays.
You
like
want them back to back. Gotcha.
Yeah. Maybe around Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe around that time, but any other time, I mean, we don't need a break.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, if you guys don't have any more to add to Supergirl, I want to switch it over to Batman versus Superman. As we, as I mentioned earlier today, we're doing a DC all week, so we're going to do some podcasts, half the show and then half the movie, because we have tons to talk about. I mean, there's just so many. Okay, now here's my thing. I don't know if I'm caught up, because every day there's probably like 2 to 3 TV spots of Batman versus Superman.
Oh, I've seen it.
And I remember that with Man of Steel. Remember Man of Steel? They would come out like every day.
Oh, yeah.
Day.
I watched them before I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I watch them a lot
before.
So
I don't know if
like,
I'm caught up. How many are there so far? Do you guys know?
There's like 15, I think. There's about 13, 14. I watched 14? Them a lot on
YouTube. Oh, my
YouTube.
Gosh. Okay. Okay, I got to catch up because, you know, I got to get jazzed up. What about you, Chris? Do you watch the TV spots, or are you just trying to stay off the radar?
No, I don't. I'm
you know what?
Playing. I don't watch. I'm definitely waiting for the day I go.
But wasn't it you that bought a comic book bought a novel of the movie?
I did. But
did you read it yet?
I did. I read all of it, and it was not the whole movie. It was just like some side. Which I'm gonna ask Francesca today to see if it really happened. It's just some side scenes, you know, just like probably just like a little bit of it, you know.
No,
like. Well, I'm trying to explain. I don't think it's anything we saw in the movie.
Oh, okay. But we haven't seen the movie.
No,
we just got to wait 2 more days.
Okay, Chris, that made no sense, but we'll go with it.
I know, I'm distracted, I'm sorry. I'll tell you later.
Okay. And then, do you guys know if they're going to do a comic book adaptation of the movie?
They
already did? Okay.
No, I don't know.
I haven't seen it. How come no one's reviewed that one?
I don't know if they haven't. Soon we're going to probably get the review.
I don't think it's come out yet. Maybe it comes out Wednesday.
Maybe. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. All right. So, Batman versus Superman, a lot of stuff coming out. Like I said, the TV spots were just getting bombarded, and it's
the one during Gotham was amazing. The recent one it just got me going.
I gotta go back because I gotta be honest. I was fast forwarding ASAP. You know, just trying to.
Me
get
too.
Thousand.
Me too. Every time. I see them every time during Supergirl, Arrow, and probably tomorrow night they'll have one more during the Flash, I bet.
Nice. Did you guys watch any of the red carpet Batman versus Superman premiere in New York City last night? Did you guys catch any of the live stream that they had?
No.
Francesco was watching and he was supposed to send me a link, but that little douche didn't.
Oh, what a douche.
I guess I really want him to listen to this. I guess he told me the live stream was good and
it was fun to see everybody there. Also, the DC heads like Jeff Johns Jim Lee.
Did you go?
I was going to say Stan Lee. To the premiere? No, I didn't. That's in New York. I'm in L.A.
Oh, okay. Could you,
if Bill's in L.A., I probably would have been there.
WB lot? Hey, Zeus, can you send me a Snapchat of the WB lot sometime?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that for sure, yeah.
Because you send me some of I saw some of your family, and they're cool. I heard your voice today on Snapchat. I have a timeline there, because I tried to get me one.
All right. Back to Batman versus Superman.
You got the kid in family.
Have you guys, speaking of Snapchat, have you guys tested out those filters that they've had for Batman versus Superman? Chris, let's go to you.
You know I have.
And out of all of them, first describe to the audience, in case they don't know what you're talking about, describe which ones they were and which one was your favorite.
Okay, the first one they did was the Batman. Thinking he was in the costume with the helmet. What? Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, he's just wearing the basic cowl, not the armor.
Yeah, right. And then the second one they did was Superman. He was shooting lasers, and it went to Batman, you know, and he was, like, getting away. But we don't know if it was Superman. We think it might be Doomsday.
Okay. Yeah, they're cutting that way too many times. Like, you know, they're trying to throw us off.
Right, and second one, I mean, the last one, which we did, Wonder Woman. It was just a Wonder Woman, a helmet, you know, and that's it, I think. That was really cool. I liked that one. I kept that one. And yesterday...
Wait, the Wonder Woman was more like a scream, like a power scream, almost like a banshee. That's what I got out of that.
Okay.
What did you thought she was doing?
I thought it was just, you know, a pose, you know, just wearing that crown.
Because remember the crown kind of glowed when you opened your mouth?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I have a hard time with it.
All right. Well, I'm going to open the floor to you guys. Matt, Florida, anything Batman versus Superman that you want to get off your chest?
We have one more. Yesterday. Did you get the one yesterday?
Yesterday was the armor?
Yeah, the Batman.
Yeah.
Armor and then Superman, super speed through the fog or smoke, whatever. And so that was really cool. I liked that one.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm gonna.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, Matt. Anything Batman versus Superman as we wrap up the show?
Well, I have. I had a hard time with the Snapchat for the Batman versus Superman. Trying to aim my face at the Batman thing, I thought that was hard.
All right. Well, maybe Chris could give you a tutorial. Do you follow Chris, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. All right, Chris, give us a shout-out, sir, as we wrap up Supergirl and go on now to DC Comics Talk.
Hey, Supergirl out here was great. I'm about to watch it, and thanks for listening and downloading, and just keep on, you know, keep calling, keep listening, and tweet us some your commentary. What do you know?
All right.
Do you have any questions?
This concludes our episode of DC Comics Supergirl Talk.